This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Officials in Colorado Springs are considering creating a police accountability committee. Earlier this year, the city sent representatives to a conference on police accountability. Council President Richard Scorman suggests looking at proposals as early as next week.
The community is demanding it. We want it. Everybody wants it. And so let's see what we can do to make this work.
There were protests against police violence again in Colorado Springs Thursday night. Two Western Slope ski resorts are back open today for summer activities. Aspen and Powderhorn Mountain Resort will both offer chairlift rides, hiking, and mountain biking. Powderhorn's Ryan Robinson.
It's very easy on our mountain to maintain physical distance as you're out biking or hiking. And that was another important factor we considered as we were deciding whether or not we would move forward with summer operations.
Other ski resorts plan to start their summer seasons later this month, including Snowmass, Steamboat, Winter Park, and Purgatory. The pandemic is forcing pay cuts at the University of Colorado. Faculty and staff at CU Boulder, who earn more than $60,000 a year, will see a temporary 5% pay cut. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The pay cut will start July 1st and end next summer. Officials say it will prevent layoffs. The state's flagship university faces an estimated shortfall of between $120 and $650 million because of the pandemic. The temporary pay cut will save CU about $15 million. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado weather is mostly sunny and getting warmer through the weekend. This is CPR News.